If monkeypox, okay, let's just, and I've touched on this yesterday, I just have to throw it out there because my brain works this way. If monkeypox has been largely relinquished only to the Congo and Africa, how in a week does it end up all over the fucking world in different spots? How the hell did these monkeys get loose? These fucking monkeys can swim an ocean now? All of a sudden, it went from Africa all over the fucking world. Simultaneously, you don't see a spread like a blanket, you know. Spreads from one country and it starts hitting other countries and there's an organic spread. It just popped up all over the fucking place. Oh, okay. Sounds legitimate. Of course, you have to understand you're listening to the World Health Organization, you're listening to Fauci, you're listening to the CDC. They don't tell you the truth. You wouldn't know if there's an outbreak or not. You wouldn't know if this is a organic event or a ginned up event. You wouldn't know if it's a planned event or a true event. But don't worry, the World Health Organization says that the outbreak, the current outbreak, is likely a random event linked to sexual behavior at two rave parties, one in Spain and the other in Belgium. Oh, what, did you interview Klaus? Was he at one of the parties, yeah? The World Health Organization has figured it out. So there was sexual behavior at two rave parties. It must have been a hell of a party. Whew. Good thing Bill Gates didn't find out about that party. It's just a random event at two rave parties in Spain and Belgium. And how the fuck did it get to Spain and Belgium? And then it just spread all over the world. And I mean, these cats must have been really busy after that rave party. They must have really started fucking everybody. They might have been fucking everybody faster than the government fucks you. So technically it is possible. If we use the U.S. government and your government, if you're not in the U.S., as a barometer of how hard and fast they can fuck you. But don't worry, they were studying this in the Wuhan lab. Of course they were. The other things, the story we talked about on Hotwire with what they were doing, it was certainly deadly disease. It was stunning. Trying to make a very deadly disease even deadlier. Why the fuck would you need to do that? And 200 plus other diseases that they cooked up. Nobody knows where they are or what they are. But they got them. Your tax dollar. And you're just sitting around not doing anything, just like Congress. I guess to a certain extent, people, what are we supposed to do? Yeah, I understand that mentality. If someone's trying to fucking ruin you, maybe you stop paying them to do so. Just saying. Examine your relationship with the local and the state and the federal thieves. It's not complicated, folks. I need a drink. What's your name?
Well, it's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho. Show. I've been made some plans for later on tonight.
I mean, monkeypox is at least what they were messing with in Wuhan was a man-made duplication of monkeypox. They wouldn't just infect people with that on purpose, would they? Oh, it was a leak. Oh, it was weird. These bats in the wet market, they had monkeypox. Okay. Yeah. Except Occam's razor, right? The most simple explanation is probably the truth. Yeah, exactly. You're fucking around with monkeypox genomes and other deadly diseases in Wuhan to make them deadlier. You got a disease? Oh, well, it wipes out about 40% of the people it comes in contact with. Can we get that to 80? This is fucked up people you're dealing with. And they all work for these assholes in Davos. Don't kid yourself. Let's deal with these things in labs and make them real deadly. And then we can wipe out whatever sectors we want. VM talks about things being a rerun, and we talked about it yesterday, about the smallpox vaccines being linked to AIDS and HIV in the 1980s. He sent me a clip from the London Times in 1987, spelling that out. VM will be back on the show before you know it. We have had a contact, and I would say June surprise with VM, and he's raring to go. And I get asked every day, when's VM coming back? Shut up. He's coming back. God willing, in a matter of days. So, I know. All right. I'm working on it. I'm working behind the scenes. Fuck's sake, give me a break. So, what's your name? Well, it's VM. Be back in the catbird seat here, as I call the rocking chair, when we were traveling across the country in the RV, and I was driving, and he was sitting shotgun, and I would get behind a truck, and I would draft the truck, like, 18-wheeler, and you could feel it just, like, pulling you, right? And the money we spent on gas, I'd say, we're in a rocking chair, baby, and just look at me and be like, what is the matter with you? What are you talking about? So we're in a rocking chair, man. You feel it? We're in the zone. We're drafting, man, like NASCAR. You try to draft something that's 13 foot tall and almost 40 feet long. You can tell when you're in the rocking chair. So he'll be back in the rocking chair, so to speak, riding shotgun before you know it. And Maria is back here. Maria Albanese back here in a matter of days. And she's ready to go too. Stuff I've gotten from her and talked to her in the last 2 days. It's been a busy fucking week already, man. And I know you folks feel this as well. We talked about this yesterday. The Young Bucks are a day behind me. I scooped her. I scooped them. I told them today, put it in anyhow, and I'll read the head of it, the top of it. Documents from 2021 international security exercise showed monkeypox bio attack. What I didn't include in that yesterday, that the Young Bucks did, and this is why I told them to include it, is that the documents and the international security exercise that was brought to you by Bill Gates and Henry Kissinger and Ted Turner and these creeps. It showed that the monkeypox bio attack would occur on May 15th, 2022. And the Young Bucks, the editors have written a note. I'm sure you've already covered this, boss, but maybe some extra background in this article. Well, I just gave you the extra background. Talked about this yesterday. NTI, a collection of those weirdos I just described, happy to shove this down your throat. Of course there was an expo, of course there was a simulation. Yesterday's pain in the morning, very interesting. You can check that out. We're talking about monkeypox outbreak simulation. It's the damnedest thing. Do we have a video? Did they include a video? Who knows? I don't think there is a video. We played some videos, though, right? They say there's a video here, but I think we already played this one, so I'm overruling. That's for the Young Bucks when they listen to it in the morning. That's what they're going to do. They're going to laugh. Well, you know what, though? I guess in a way, Mr. Harari, the World Economic Forum shill. I'm not going to play it again, but that would be the video to play. You know, the one we already played. COVID is critical because it convinces people to accept the legitimate biometric surveillance under their skin. We need to monitor what's happening under their skin. Maybe you should monitor what's happening under people's skin when you talk. This guy looks like the fucking banjo-playing kid from Deliverance. So we could probably play that video again, although I don't want to. I'm still trying to recover from the original fucking... And here's what we do for folks that don't know what goes on behind the scenes here. When I say, let's go to the videotape, I play the videotape here as well. And then we implement them, of course, in post-production into the broadcast. But I play the tape. However long the clip is, I sit here with it and I play it. So that I can come back and talk about it fresh. Not like, hey, you're coming off a clip like that, maniac. And you're like, hey, how about that crazy bastard? Huh? He's wild. Well, that guy's got some wacky ideas. Huh? Anyway, you can't mail it in. I listen to the clip. I get emotionally vested in it. So I can talk off the cuff. I'm like, hey, what about that guy? Huh? Wow, some of those ideas are a little out there, huh? So what's next, Jim? Maria talked about this on Friday, and she's so far ahead of the game. Talked about housing and creeps like Pulte, homes getting involved with BlackRock, Blackstone. We blew the roof off BlackRock today on Hotwire a couple hours ago. Anyway, billionaire Bezos wants to get richer via single-family home rentals. Maria, are you listening to this? You can't fucking believe it. You're like a genius. Bezos, one of the richest men in the world, looking to expand his portfolio to include real estate, specifically contributing to a platform for investing in single-family homes. Arrived Homes is the name of the platform. And we discussed one of those platforms just last Friday. Tell me we're not ahead of the fucking curve here. Bezos has made a second investment in Arrived Homes, described as the first SEC-qualified real estate investing platform that allows virtually anyone to buy shares in single-family rental properties with a minimum investment of $100. You think that's what Bezos put in, $100? Let's start out with $100. See how it goes. No, Pelosi would put $100 in and make $1 million, not Bezos. This is exactly what Maria talked about on Friday. This type of setup. And this is the money behind that setup. So it really dovetails. Full stories on pain.tv. Expect that price. Well, let's look at it. Arrived Home stock price. Since he put money on, let's see. We'll put another dime in the jukebox right here and see how many dimes in the jukebox they were put in after he put his money in. It might not be publicly traded, but I have to think it is. Bezos is going to paint it black, I'll tell you that. It won't be in the red on this. Arrived Homes is an REIT investment that individuals can invest in, but it's not publicly traded. I understand now. It's a REIT. I'll have to point out the fact that a lot of REITs are used as a vehicle for, I'm not saying this one, fraud. This seems like a pretty sure bet, though. I don't think there's fuckery afoot, all right, but not in terms of fraud. And REITs are often used in Ponzi schemes, etc., since it's outside the scope of the SEC, in a way, as far as it being publicly traded, although depends on the REIT. We'll get into that later, perhaps. We're not going to skin that cat tonight. But I think they fall under FINRA regulations. I have to check it out. The reason for growing interest in the single-family home rental market is statistics like this one. The average rent in the U.S. has increased nearly 15% in the past 12 months. That's not even fucking true. Where is the data on that, right? Because we've had stories on here that rent has increased 100%. 50 to 100. So you're talking 15%. Oh, okay. It depends on what city we're talking about. And so these are types of investment, these REITs, et cetera, are definitely trending on Wall Street. And it's targeting the single family rental market. Look what BlackRock's doing. Look what Blackstone are doing and other hedge funds. They're vesting largely, invested largely in the same pursuits. And, you know, these guys, and they smell some cash, man, they come around. Talked about the National School Boards Association. We're trying to get the FBI to investigate parents who had the audacity, tax-paying parents who pay the salaries of these wrinkled fucking assholes and these corrupt, selfish sons of bitches that teach your kids. There, I said it. Sicking the FBI on them, labeling them as terrorists, and the corrupt terror organization of the FBI, the Department of Justice, gladly complied. While the same criminals, the National School Boards Association, made early demands to the White House that included calling for the deployment of the Army National Guard and the military police to monitor school board meetings. According to the letters and drafts of the letters to the organization's independent review released Friday, in contrast to the final version, the draft from the National School Board Association letter said, quote, "We ask that the Army National Guard and its military police be deployed to school districts and related events where students and school personnel have been subjected to acts of threats and violence." Yes, so let's answer back with threats and violence of our own, like a true cartel. Fuck out of here. It's a feeling. You should face threats for the way you behave and what you've done, you criminals. You're lucky it's just threats. I learned a long time ago, you never worry about some cat who's threatening you. You just worry about the dude who walks up and just drops you without any announcement or any threat. You're lucky it's only been threats of violence and not violence. For what you fucking done. Sold out kids. Fucking twisted them up psychologically. You're lucky it's only been threats. Put that in your fucking school mailbox. Instead. Also, the NSBA's early drafts called parents speaking out, quote, plotters who are targeting school and educators. Also known as terrorists. Oh, this is what they think of you. You pay the fucking bills. You run the shop. And they get Attorney General Merrick Christmas Garland instructing the FBI to collaborate with these criminals and investigate teachers. You wish. Some of them should be investigating. It's nice that to investigate school board. Threats and violence from parents. These parents need to be. We need to protect our school administrators and our board members and our teachers and staff. It's fantastic in a way that the National School Boards Association and all the teachers out there and all the school administrators took a break from banging their own students. You want to protect kids? It has nothing to do with the mask. Stop fucking them on the side. That might help. Goddamn perverts. Jesus Christ. Dude, get up here. He's on the loose. I mean, let's just call it like it is. You want to talk about plotters who are targeting schools and educators? What about teachers who are targeting students for sex? Talk about that. Hey, excuse me. We listen to this cretin's podcast. He's literally saying things that we don't want him to say. Call the FBI. See if they have a record. Oh, they have a record on him, do they? I knew it. I know he's going back to prison, this son of a bitch. If we have anything to say with it, we'll show you who runs. You don't run anything. You don't run a fucking thing. It's funny. There's a movie, All the Right Moves. I loved as a kid because I was a football player, you know. From Pennsylvania. And a lot of cats are in it, Tom Cruise. Just a great movie. And he says to his coach, who's Craig T. Nelson, who's blackballing him from getting a ride to college with other coaches because he has a beef with the player. And Tom Cruise's character in the movie is Georgievich, Polish kid. And I grew up with Poles, of course, and I'm part Polish. And it's just such a great movie when it, because it resonates where you came from and what you're doing at the same exact time. It's like, yeah, this is fucking, this is like an anthem, man. This is like my anthem. But anyhow, Tom Cruise says to him, "Who made you God? You're just a typing teacher." That's how I feel about these guys. Who the fuck are you? You're only there because of the parents. You lost your way. You lost your way. And of course, why not get into a collaboration with another organization that lost its way a long time ago, the DOJ, the FBI, investigating parents. And you're going to call in the fucking National Guard and military police? How do you think that would have went? Yank my kid out of school the next day. Go fuck yourself. And many people are removing their kids. You guys suck at your job anyhow. Look at the kids you're turning out. They are terrible. You spend all day with these kids, and this is how they turn out. They're slackers. They're morons. They're dopes. They're flunkies. And those are the ones who haven't changed their sexuality thanks to you creeps. This is who you're turning out. You're not fucking. You're not. You're just a typing teacher. That's all you are. You're nobody. You're not shaping America's youth in a positive way. You're fucking things up. You're fucking things up. Look at the people that you came out of your classrooms. They vote for a guy like Biden. How fucking lost are they? You taught these idiots. Now, occasionally, you have a good teacher, a fantastic teacher. But let's be honest, folks. I mean, look back on your own educational experience. How many of those outliers were there in your academic career, no matter how long it lasted? You could count them on one hand, right? Compared to the dozens of teachers, perhaps hundreds of teachers, depending on how far you went in your education, how many different schools you're at. Out of hundreds, you have two fantastic teachers that really made a difference. Three, I happen to be fortunate. I had a lot in high school. I went to a great place. I caught a break. My uncle rigged it for me. We didn't have any money, and he got me in on the arm, so to speak. So I caught a break. I had fantastic teachers, and they make a massive difference. But I saw the teachers that taught my sons. Fucking morons. In private and public schools. Like, these people are, they think you're rock stars. You're not a rock star, honey. You're far from it. And that's my feeling when it comes to a lot of these people. The headline is, Biden administration considers tapping federal diesel reserve to relieve shortages. That's the headline. My response is, why hasn't he already done it? Or is he already selling the diesel from the reserves, the U.S. reserves, to Europe. Like he's selling gasoline reserves and oil reserves to Europe. Here's a little Fauci song for you.
You have to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz. You find he is the wizard of Oz, if ever there was. If ever, 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 there was, the wizard of Oz is one because...
My Fauci song. It's my Fauci song. It's my new Fauci tune.
We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, and in the name of...
Hey, Dr. Fauci. So this is Biden. They're considering helping out. Well, that's very nice of them. They're not interested in working together, folks. Believe me that. Well, canned heat will get you working together. I'm passing on the story. It's on pain.tv. I don't give a fuck what they're considering. Just do it. I'm considering doing a lot of things, too. Is that news? Why isn't it already done? Because they want to fucking bring you to your knees. That's the story. We've talked about this 150 times. They keep going back and forth. Border Patrol prepared for mass release of illegal immigrants into the U.S. before last-minute ruling kept Title 42 in place. Documents show. No shit. These news organizations are on it, though. Don't worry about it. They were prepared. Stunning how close we are to complete fucking bedlam in this country. We're pretty close.